from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Armed American Radio. You're on the Armed American Radio Network show. John Young is the best. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and I'm joined tonight by Rob Pincus. And I'll tell you what, we've got another great hour coming up. The roundtable is always good. We're going to mix it up for you. The phones are lighting up like crazy. In fact, all the lines are taken. So that's pretty cool coming into hour number three. Got a couple emails I want to read to you, and I would like to apologize if you're picking us up from hour number one or hour number two. We've had an issue with our clock here on this end, and it has caused a little bit of a problem, that 6 or 7 seconds there. You're on live radio, so it'll happen from time to time. My fault. I'm the one sitting in the chair. We'll get it together for you. If you didn't notice it, pay no attention to what I just said. It's no big deal. Anyway, 877-956-9566 gets you on the air if we can get you through on the lines. Mark at armedamericanradio.org, Mark at armedamericanradio.org, or twitter.com/AARMark. The Super Bowl is over. New Orleans trounced the Indianapolis Colts. So if you're a Saints fan, you're feeling pretty good. Heck, even if you're a Colts fan and you were at a Super Bowl party, you're probably feeling pretty good. Welcome to Armed American Radio. If you're just joining us after watching the Super Bowl, we're glad you're with us. We've got a lot of fun stuff to announce, but first let's get to Rob Pincus. You're back on the air, brother. Welcome back.
Back on the air. Good to be here. Also, the Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl is over, and they rerun it. So if you're done with the Super Bowl, you can actually pick that up. It's halftime in the Puppy Bowl.
And he's been, I guess I should tell you that Rob has been texting me Puppy Bowl updates in between breaks and everything else, so I've got a good update on that. Did you have any money on it, Rob?
I did. Well, you know, it was an accident. I was flipping channels, and, you know, you can't get past that. You're flipping channels, you see puppies making touchdowns, you stop, and I've just kind of been stuck there. I can go to, you know, ESPN, or I can go a million places tonight and see the highlights of the football game, but this, you know, you can't make this up.
No, you can't make that stuff up. Hey, Rob, we had two really good hours. The first hour with Larry Pratt was unbelievable, man. He is so good and on top of his game. And if you've ever seen him on national TV, I know you have, you know, he's just on it all the time. And he has to be, and he's such a great spokesman for our cause. I'm sure you would agree.
Incredibly knowledgeable.
Yeah, he's just, you know, you got to give these guys their due. I mean, these guys donate their time and their life to the cause, and they fight for it. And if it wasn't for people like that, you know, I'll actually be speaking. Larry will be speaking at the Second Amendment March on April 19th in Washington, and I will be speaking there as well. And I'm really, really looking forward to that. As we get closer to that, we'll give you some more updates. Rob, we had some fun talking about my Dodge Ram and your, I mean, just ridiculous excursion that, you know, is just, I'm so ashamed of you.
Yeah, actually, I really feel bad about that. You know, you said something about guns and cars, and why are we talking about cars on a gun show? I think that's a pretty significant overlap. And when I was down in Scottsdale, Arizona, do we have Mark Hanisch on the line down there somewhere?
We actually do have Mark on the line, and we also have George and Marcus too. You want to bring Mark in real quick?
Bring Mark in, because Mark is down in Scottsdale. I was down there all last week at the Scottsdale Gun Club. We were taping some videos. We were doing some great stuff. I've been hearing about Scottsdale Gun Club from Mark Hanisch and, of course, a lot of other people for almost, I don't know, half a decade or more. And I finally got down there. And while I was down there, I actually made a little field trip to the Bondurant Racing School and went over and talked to some of those guys, maybe about going down there and doing some more things. And it turns out that those guys are all gun enthusiasts. Of course, I'm a car enthusiast. You're a car truck enthusiast. I think there's a lot of overlap on that. Mark, you're like in heaven down there. You got Bondurant's Race School. You got great weather. And you, of course, have the Scottsdale Gun Club. How you doing, brother?
I am doing well, Rob. How are you?
Great, man. I am. I left you guys. I was getting ready to go back to the East Coast and see the snow and turn right around and come back out here to California for classes this coming week, and I came straight up here, but I miss Arizona already. I got California on me for 24 hours, and I'd like to get back down there with you guys.
Yeah, you got to watch that California off. You know, 70 and sunny and Scottsdale isn't so bad, and you're right, with Bondurant down the road there, and with all the shooting opportunities we have, life is pretty good.
You're in a beautiful area, Mark. In fact, one of my favorite in the country, if not my favorite in the country. Arizona's gorgeous, and I'm jealous. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, it's definitely a great place to be. You know, I've traveled all over the country. Fortunately, been able to shoot at a lot of nice ranges, both indoor and outdoor, all over this country. And, you know, I just don't think there's anything to get me to move out of Arizona.
I don't blame you one bit. Rob, tell us what you guys did out there all week.
Mark Walters, if you have not been down to Scottsdale Gun Club yet, have you been down there?
I have not been to the gun club there, no.
It took me far too long to get down there, so you need to get down there. I was doing some videos for Personal Firearms Defense video series that we put out through, you know, the American Rifleman label, the NRA, and through Guns and Ammo, Second Amendment Foundation. Those videos, you know, we kind of do those in blocks, and I'm always looking for great venues and great people to have on the videos with me, other experts and instructors. And I've known Mark for a long time, been wanting to get down to Scottsdale Gun Club, and we did a video that is going to be released later this year that I think is going to be pretty popular and pretty cool, and Mark was the perfect guy for it, comparing and, of course, in some cases, contrasting the approach to training that leads to what Mark is really, really good at, which is winning world championships and performing at incredible levels in terms of competitive shooting, and then the thing that I know a lot of listeners are really interested in terms of their day-to-day training, and that's getting ready for defensive shooting. Mark, what did you think of the process of making that video? Did you have as much fun as I did? Because I loved it.
You know, I had a great time in there. It's a hot topic that people love to, you know, give their opinion on and voice one way or the other. And I think you and I had a good discussion, and it came through, I think, very well on the video, to where, you know, people can have a competitive nature and go out there and try and win championships and train hard and study just the physics of shooting and how much of that correlates over to defensive shooting. That you, like you said, it's not a one-to-one, but being good with a gun and be able to hit your target rapidly puts you that far ahead to learn the tactics from someone who can teach that to him like yourself.
Yeah, it was a great pleasure. You know, the fact that I'm friends with a lot of the guys in the competition field, and, you know, I actually got to hang out with a lot of those guys when I was down in Scottsdale last week. But, Mark, you really bring, I think, a fresh, open mind to that idea that just because you're winning championships doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all for defensive shooting. And similarly, your background, which I don't know if everybody knows, but, you know, world shootout champion, multiple state, multiple discipline champion, naturally gifted athlete, naturally gifted mentally in terms of the control and the visualization that goes into your competition. And one of the numbers that I was fascinated by, at the height of your training in preparation for competitive excellence, how many rounds were you firing a year?
Several hundred thousand.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
I was very fortunate back when I started competing to be in a position and a place and a time in my life that I could go and shoot three or four competitions a week. Again, the beauty of living in Arizona, kind of the competitive shooting mecca of the country.
Yeah, it is something. You know, Mark, we had I spoke with Ted Nugent on this show last week, and I quoted a couple passages from his book, and one of them was, he said, "I'm smiling as I write this because I just realized another pallet, yes, that's right, you read that correctly, of ammunition was just dropped off in my driveway. May we have a moment of silence for my pallets of ammunition." Tell us again how many rounds you were firing.
Shooting a couple hundred thousand rounds a year.
That's music to the ears.
It was a beautiful thing.
Oh, definitely was. Rob, I'm sorry. I'm listening. I'm enjoying the conversation. Go ahead.
That's it, man. No, that's it. That's good stuff. And the Scottsdale Gun Club was just a pleasure to work with. The whole staff down there, everybody was awesome. The ranges are immaculate, well-run. You know, of course, they've got a titanium members range that I was able to sneak onto, and we did a little work. We came in early one day before they opened, and the members lounge there. And I will say that I think I'll say without reservation, the best defensive slash tactical slash black gun, whatever moniker you want to put on it, the gun shop that I've ever been in. Across the United States, all over Europe, the best, and I go to a lot of gun shops, and as a customer, as a friend of the industry, whatever, it's a five-star range. The NASR gave them a five-star rating, and I think that they're probably going to get range of the year one of these years. Amazing tactical defensive-oriented gun shop and some great ranges. Mark, you guys are doing a great job down there.
Thank you very much, Rob. You know, we worked really, really hard. You mentioned the NASR. You know, the five-star rating was really something we worked hard to get when we were building the facility and when we envisioned it. We used that as a guideline from them to, you know, really evaluate all the amenities that we wanted to have and needed to have to take the shooting industry to the next level, to get people that aren't necessarily diehard enthusiasts to come in and join our culture, you know, become part of the American shooting public.
Mark, tell us where folks can get that information on that gun club too. What's the website there for that Scottsdale Gun Club?
You can go to obviously www.scottsdalegunclub.com, and if that's a little too long, we have a sister site, sgcusa.com.
Beautiful. Hey, folks, stick around with us. We're on with Mark Hanisch and Rob Pincus. I'm Mark Walters. You're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? Do you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters? If so, you need to visit 9survive.com. When you do, you'll quickly learn vital survival skills such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters and the unprepared masses, Jedi mind tricks to keep you in the fight long after your friends have burned out, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. You can learn these skills and more by signing up for our free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive.com.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Every week, right here on the Armed American Radio Network, wherever you reside. And I saw some really, truly humbling and amazing statistics of our listener base this week, Rob. Countries all over the world picking up Armed American Radio, the UK, all over Europe. Of course, with America's Heroes in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've got some of them tuning in, and Australia, UK, Canada, they're all over the place, and it's very humbling, and it's great to be talking to you each and every week about freedom wherever you may be, wherever you may be. Rob, welcome back.
Glad to be back. It is very cool, and that's just one of the reasons I'm excited about being able to join you now every third week. We got that locked in. Some of the other regular cohorts for the roundtable are standing by, aren't they? Let's get to them.
They are, yeah. Morgan Boatman is on line number two. Morgan, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
Guys, how you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Hey, I'm sorry we had to bump everybody last week, but the Nuge was on and he stayed for a second hour. I wasn't
hey,
in
man,
a position to tell him to go
okay.
anywhere.
I am honored to stand aside when the Nuge walks into the room.
Man, he's something else, isn't he? Wasn't that a great program?
That was great.
Yeah, he was something. And guess who we've got blinking on line four? George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the godfather of blog. George, welcome back to Armed American Radio, brother. You are on the air, my friend.
It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always. Rob, Morgan, how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing good.
Doing great, George. Good to hear your voice. Hey, George, you guys, you and Morgan both, I'm telling you, we all need to meet up in Scottsdale sometime before June or after August. Is that right, Mark?
That's about right. Right in the middle there, you don't want to be in our town.
Oh, are we talking about
Sounds
the heat?
Good.
Oh, yeah.
It gets a little hot down there. It gets a little scorchy.
Yeah, Arizona. Yeah, it does. It gets a little warm in the summertime, especially with all this global warming stuff. It's heating up another degree.
We like to say it keeps the riffraff out.
Keeps. That's a classic thing. Hey, Mark Hanisch, I was looking at your website, and you guys have posted up there some photographs of you and Rob doing the filming this week. And I'm curious, can you give us a little bit of insight into the DVD as to what specifically you guys did?
Well, you know, we were out there for a couple hours trying to get some good footage and really work on some of the, get some good lessons for the people that are fortunate enough to get the DVD so that they can see a little bit of the competition side and the training, the practice, and the mentality, and the kind of the preparation that goes into that, and directly, you know, compare that to the defensive shooting side that Rob brings to the table and see, you know, maybe if they are more of a defensive-oriented person, they may want to dabble in the competition just a little bit to get their gun handling skills up, but keep their focus on the defensive side. So we really kind of compare and contrast, you know, just different draws and approaches to shooting solutions.
Oh, I believe that 100%. One of the best things that I ever did to improve my shooting was to get involved in IDPA.
It's an excellent resource for people to do it. I tell people to join a shooting league. And I don't even care which shooting league it is. Join IDPA, join USPSA. Just get a pistol in your hand or a rifle or a shotgun and go out there and participate in the shooting sports, not only for your own benefit, but to grow those organizations, to reach more people, to get them into shooting as well.
And more importantly, take somebody with you too.
Absolutely. I've taken so many people out shooting. Every time, you know, whenever I'm in a social situation, I'm always the gun guy, so people... You know, whenever they bring a liberal friend around or somebody that doesn't like guns, they want to pick a fight. And fortunately, I can kind of stand on my own and help them see the light. But the best thing you can ever do is just bring them out and have them shoot. And people that are just completely against guns, like, hey, wait a minute, this is fun.
Mark, let me ask you a question. I forget who it was on a previous broadcast I asked this about. Morgan, maybe you recall. It may even been you. Have you ever had somebody say, wow, that really stunk, that wasn't any fun, I don't want to do that again?
Never.
Exactly.
Never.
Well, that's the importance of what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to get out there and bring, I don't care if you're hitting paper plates, I don't care if you're plinking in the woods, I don't care if you're getting involved in competition. It doesn't make any difference. Take somebody with you. Morgan, agree?
Absolutely. And if you think about it, you know, we all started that way, plinking, and you know, I remember my dad teaching me how to bullseye before we ever did anything more extensive with strategy and tactics and stuff. So I think that makes a lot of sense, as Mark is saying, is get people back into the bullseye, because that helps all the coordination and mainly the familiarity with your weapon, especially if you carry one weapon, compete with that weapon, not some kind of space gun, you know, compete with your carry gun, and that'll get you very familiar with it, so you're ready to use it when you do need to use it.
Sure. Mark Hanisch, I want to ask you this question. What do you shoot with those couple hundred thousand rounds a year? That's great. What's your weapon of choice, my friend?
Back in the day when I was running, those were all STI 40 caliber. So I was running that most of the time. I dabbled in the open, you know, those space guns, just a little bit, but mostly I shoot the, you know, 40 caliber in USPSA competition. So it's not very far off from my, normal carry guns.
You know, I happen to know, Rob, you're going to love this. Have you been following George's blog by any chance over at MadOgre.com?
I haven't had a chance to get over there in the last few days. Tell me what's going on.
Take a listen to this, my friend. He, I'm going to take a little bit of credit here. George, why don't you just step up to the plate and tell everybody what you've recently purchased? Morgan, you're going to love this, and why you purchased it, and in what caliber, because Mark's caliber of choice there just reminded me of it, and I've got one with me now. Go for it, George, because it's great to hear a little transition. Morgan, you'll love this.
Well, I've got it on my hip right now. I've had it on my hip since it arrived. It's a 40 caliber. It's a Glock Model 23.
Ah, my favorite.
And let me tell you, I've really been enjoying carrying this Glock. It's a beautiful balance of firepower, form, function, and size in a lightweight package. It is a remarkable weapon, and I honestly I feel stupid for having brushed off Glocks for so long.
George just channeled me from 1995, by the way.
I happen to know what you're talking about.
I retired the 1911 and went to the Glock 23 in 95, and I think I pretty much said exactly the same thing. I wasn't surrounded by people who loved Glock when I said it. So I hope you felt more comfortable than I did making that leap, George.
Oh, no. I've been taking flack from every different direction. I feel like a B-17 over Berlin with all the flack.
Guys, we've got about 20 seconds before we go to a break. George, I commend you on that.
But Mark, I blame this on you, and you're also going to cost me about another $500 because I'm going to be buying a Gen 4 Model 22.
You see Morgan sighing over there because he knows darn good and well that you have to have it. I have the Gen 4 on my hip right now. And when we come back from this break, I want to ask the professional Mark Hanisch why he shoots the 40 caliber, because I think you might need to know the answer to that. I'm Mark Walters. I'm joined by Mark Hanisch, Morgan Boatman, Rob Pincus, and George Hill. We'll be right back on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Rob, Morgan, Mark, George, me. Man, we got a round table cranking right now, and it's an awful lot of fun. The phones are lit up, so I'm not going to give the number out. People are watching the Super Bowl. I have a feeling the podcast is going to really light them up tomorrow. But, Mark, I wanted to direct my question to you. The 40 caliber, as a professional who shoots that much, what do you like about it, and why do you recommend it?
Well, getting around to the 40 caliber is kind of my love affair with it. It was started by the USPSA, the United States Practical Shooting Association, in competition in the limited class, and that's what I shoot, where there's no compensators or no optics. To score major is what you kind of need to do. 40 cal is the minimum caliber. So some people could shoot 45, but really when you go with the 40, you get the smallest round you can to make major, and you get the most rounds in the magazine. So you can get 20 to 21 rounds in a magazine. So you balance that power and capacity.
All right, now let's talk about self-defense. What's your self-defense caliber?
It's 40 caliber as well.
Bingo. Okay, good. I want to ask that was by design. Why is it for self-defense as well?
You know, I love the round. I just have a lot of confidence in it. You know, it's something that a lot of people get in debates, 940, 45. I really think it comes down to training and shot placement. If somebody can't handle a 45 or they can't handle a 40, I'd rather have them have a 9mm and hit their target. But I've got so much muscle memory built in with the 40 caliber round that I'm just comfortable with it. I know exactly how the gun functions. I know how I work with it. I know exactly where I hit. And literally, I'm just pointing my finger and making bullets go where I want them to, because I've got so much muscle memory, you know, trained and ingrained with the 40 caliber.
And you just made a very important point. Rob, go ahead.
I was going to say, this is exactly, you asked about the content of the video. This is the kind of stuff that people are going to hear when we watch that video when it's released later this year. And one of my, when I explained to Mark Hannis what the idea was for this video, it was somebody goes to, wherever on the internet, YouTube, whatever it is, and they see a clip of Mark or one of the other world-class athletes shooting incredibly well. And just doing the amazing things with a firearm. And then they sit there and they say to themselves, hey, I want to shoot like that. So I want to emulate those techniques and I want to have that exact gear. And then they, with maybe without the athletic physical gifts and without the mental investment of energy and concentration, and with only 100 rounds a month instead of hundreds of thousands of rounds a year, try to emulate the techniques in a completely different context. And I think that's the downfall of looking at world-class athletes and then saying, oh, that's what I want to do or that's how I want to do it. I stood at one point, we did a take for the Personal Defense Network, and Mark did an amazing presentation and two shots high center chest, just blindingly fast, while I stood just off his shoulder. And I finished the take and then kind of did a nervous glance to the left to make sure he had even hit anywhere near the target. And of course, the two shots were right on top of each other because of his skill. I think the overwhelming majority of people that are going to practice 100 rounds a month are probably really well served by considering the 9, because they don't have that quote unquote muscle memory. They don't have that time invested in skill development.
You know, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. You just led me right back into the question. As somebody who makes a living, as you do, teaching people what they need to know, you have to see people coming in. You know, okay, we go back to the 380s, all right? People buying the 380s like crazy, people with the 9s, the 40s. There are people who have more than one gun in their safe, and they shoot with probably the 9 tomorrow, and maybe they'll go out with the 380. Can they develop that memory, or should they stick with the one caliber?
I think it's pretty clear that you can, and just like, you know, George Hill just said it, Mark Hannis just said it, I would imagine that Morgan would say it if we gave him the chance. If you develop the skill in competition, you're going to be able to use that skill when applied to defend yourself. Make sure that if your time, effort, energy, ammunition, budget, access to ranges are limited, like for most of us, they're much more limited than they are for a world-class competitive shooter, on what's important, and you set realistic goals. And I think that's maybe the most important lesson that I hope comes out of that DVD, comparing the two endeavors. Competing on the weekends to keep yourself sharp and trying to stay as true to your defensive setup as possible is it really a valuable and valid method for training. Thinking that you're going to use the race gun and the race gear and everything else to defend yourself at home, and worrying about winning the local club matches as your proof of efficacy, I think is a misguided approach.
Pick up the DVD. When will it be out?
Well, I don't know. You know, it's funny. It's hard to tell. Sometimes it's 4 to 6 months. Sometimes it's 10 to 12. I would say on this one, we're probably going to go sooner rather than later, because I enjoyed doing it. Mark did a great job, and I think it has a lot of important lessons in it that people are going to want to hear. So I would say late summer. Expect to see that one out.
Hey, guys, I want to interrupt here. I got a email from a listener, Troy Benvenuto, and Troy writes in, maybe this didn't get through last time. Hope I can try again. Mark and company, what do you think of the C-Camp 32 for a backup gun? I carry a Glock 19, and I'm looking for the next one to go with it, but I don't have a large frame to conceal on. And he says he did get his lifetime NRA membership, which is great. And he's in Sebastian at Sebastian in Atlanta. And it said Troy, so I'm going to go by what he's typed on here on the bottom. Thanks, Sebastian in Atlanta. The C-Camp 32 for a backup gun. Rob, start with you first.
It's a classic. It was a legendary gun. There was a time when I wished I could have had a C-Camp, and waiting lists and expensive high-end prices. But as much as it's a legend and a classic, I think it's been I think we've evolved beyond it. Quite frankly, I think that the 380s that are available in the same size, the 32 that I carried for a long time was the Beretta, the Tomcat. You know, that was when I wanted to go with the slim pocket gun. It was the Tomcat was sort of the everyman C-Camp at the time.
And yeah, with a pop-up barrel, yeah.
Yep, I think we've gone way beyond that. George, what do you think?
Well, the C-Camp is it's an absolute well-made gun. It's a total gem. Unfortunately, it's a very small caliber, and Rob is totally right. We have moved beyond that because in guns of a similar size, you can get a bigger caliber, such as a 380 C-Camp or a Kel-Tec or the little copy pistol from Ruger. I mean, all sorts of little options for you, but the C-Camp is a joy to own, and if you like that gun, go ahead and get it, because you can carry it in your pocket, and having that all-metal framed gun gives you a good confidence, and that confidence is going to be what helps you probably a little bit more than the ballistic capabilities of the cartridge, because with that confidence, you're going to walk different, you're going to look different, you're not going to look like food to a predator, so, you know, maybe a bad guy will pop somebody else instead of you. You know, I hate to say it that way, but you know, if you don't get attacked, you don't have to use it, and just having something is better than using harsh language if you need it.
Well said. Mark Hanisch, thoughts?
Yeah, I've got I carry one of the little 32s, which I should upgrade to one of the little 380s. I always joke that it's the gun I carry when I'm not really carrying a gun. And fortunately in Arizona with open carry, I usually carry much larger stuff, but if I'm going out to dinner or doing something to where I need to be discreet, you're right. Any one of those little guns, whichever one's your flavor or choice, it's better than yelling at somebody.
That's a good point. You know, they feel like a gun. George made the point, too, that it's the heavy metal frame. The C-Camp 32 is a great little gun. It feels like a gun. Too small for me. Morgan, what do you think?
I think George made a great point, is that, you know, carrying a gun is also carrying the mindset, and you know, 32, I mean, there's even 25, and you know, all these older small calibers. Now, I'm not a big fan of the 380, but if you need a backup gun that you can, you better hit the guy in a good spot, because you're gonna be waiting around for him to bleed out if you don't get him right away.
That's a good point. George and I actually had a fascinating conversation a couple days ago about the Walther P-22 and how easy it is to rapid fire that gun, arguably very, very quickly. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. We'll be right back with Rob Pincus, Morgan Boatman, Mark Hanisch, and George Hill right after these messages. Don't go anywhere. Stick around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Yeah, we're talking about ammunition, all right. Several 100,000 rounds a year. I love that. That was just great. I have, before we get back to the roundtable discussion, everybody involved at the table will enjoy this. I got an update on Samuel Rouse, of course, our 3rd Marine Expeditionary Unit hero that we've adopted here on Armed American Radio, in some correspondence with his father today. Rob, you'll get a kick out of this, too. The email says, gentlemen, I want to let you guys know that we were able to hear from Samuel this morning for the first time since Christmas. He is currently in Djibouti, Africa, doing some specialized weapons training and was able to get a call out. He is doing great and has been getting lots of mail from listeners for him and to pass... and mail to pass out to the unit. George and Joseph, they did get the shipment of Slipstream oil, and it got snapped up as fast as they could pass it out. The guys were all saying it is really great stuff and wanted me to tell you both and those who helped send it to them that they were very grateful for what they and you had done so much. So thanks very much. Samuel could not tell us where he has been for the last 2 months and also said that we would not hear from him for a while again. You guys know what that means. I would like to thank all of you for supporting my son and his unit in all the ways you have, and I cannot begin to tell you what that has meant to our family, so thanks again. One day we will all get together and have a great time shooting AAR and Slipstream Rock. That's from Ed Rouse. Now, Ed, thank you very much for that. I know you're listening right now, and I would like to let all of you know, not just the roundtable, but all of you know, that I have invited Samuel Rouse when he comes home into the Armed American Radio studios, where we're going to put him in here and allow him to co-host this broadcast and sit in on the gig for a full 3 hours when he comes home. And that will be a lot of fun, Rob, won't it?
That'll be cool. I if it doesn't fall on my third week rotation, I'm going to crash that one.
So you're welcome to crash that one, my friend. All of you are. And George, that had to make you feel good hearing that about the Slipstream, that the troops are using it to do the duty.
Absolutely. It really makes me feel good inside, and I hope that that should those Marines get into any situation, that the Slipstream won't let them down, and it'll make their weapons run more efficient, and I know it will. That's why we sent it to them. If I didn't think it would help, we wouldn't have sent it to them. So.
Well, the professionals are using it, and they're snapping it up. So, Ed Roush, thank you so much for the email and the update on Samuel.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to him coming back and bringing him here to the Armed American Radio Studios and sit him down and let him participate, because he's why we're all here, and him and all of his guys and girls that are over there fighting on our behalf. So thanks all for all of that. Okay, where were we? Rob, I'll let you take it away this time.
I don't know. We've been bouncing all over the place. We got all kinds of things going on. George, what's going on with you, man? Because other than the adoption of the Glock, which I certainly hope, and I know better, you didn't just run out there. I don't want to make people at home think you just ran out, bought a new gun, and threw it on your side without practicing. So how many range slips, how many rounds have you gotten through that thing?
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube.
Total round count right now is still only about 150 max. I haven't shot it a lot yet, but you know what? There's a couple of guns out there that I would totally be comfortable carrying in, like, downtown Richmond, Virginia at night, through the bad parts of Atlanta. There's some guns that, out of the box, I'm comfortable with. Glock has been one of them, SIG and HK. Those guns, even though I know you should always test fire your guns with your carry loads, these guns are... I just know they're going to perform very well. I've never been let down by them. But we were talking about ammunition primarily, and especially with small guns, your ammo selection is more critical than ever. Anything in an automatic pistol is a compromise. You're compromising energy and recoil forces, bullet weight, recoil. You're balanced out against spring tension and all kinds of factors that keep the gun running, and your ammo is probably a more important selection than the gun itself. The gun is just the launching platform for that ordnance. And so, you know, like a 32, we were talking about that little 32 Seacamp. Proload makes some really good ammo. Corbon makes some good ammo. And don't cheap out on it. I'm not saying you have to go out and buy the $8 a bullet Extreme Shock Tactical B-action movie type ammo, but just get some good quality ammo and run that ammo through your gun. 32 can perform very similar to a 380 in ballistics gel tests with some of the higher end ammo. So
the NAA, George, has gotten some good ratings. Rob, I think we talked about that NAA, didn't we?
We did. We did. Just talked about it briefly. I think that what George is saying in terms of ammunition selection, it probably is something that is more important as you get to those smaller calibers. To me, that may be another reminder that before you jump into one of those smaller calibers, you need to really think about what you're getting into, why you're getting into it, why you're making that big compromise, and it is a big compromise, and spend a little more time with it. If you pick a 38 revolver, you pick that 9mm, that 40 caliber, that 45 caliber, it probably isn't as important. You know, for people who have been watching The Best Defense, we've been showing some demonstrations this season on intermediate barriers, things you might find in your home, refrigerator without food, refrigerator with food, bookshelves, things like that. What happens when you fire pistol rounds against them? And a lot of people, you know, kind of been nitpicking a little bit on the internet. And what you use this brand or this hollow point or this full metal jacket. And the fact is that you know, Janich and I and Bain, we've done those tests enough to know that in the 9mm, you're going to see pretty much the same thing. In the 40 caliber, you're going to see pretty much the same thing in a family or a style of bullet. But we've all seen that there can be dramatic differences in the smaller calibers and those specialty ammunitions, maybe the more expensive ones, not the ridiculous ones, but those ones that are premiums, probably worth it in the 32, the 380, certainly if you're going to go all the way down to a 25.
Okay, Rob, this is where I'm going to talk about the Best Defense series, because you just set me up for that. And after I'm done plugging that, I've got an email here from Jeremy in Kentucky about the Glock, and it's a good one, and I want to run it by Morgan. Rob, I just finished watching, I don't know, I guess I'm losing track of what episode I'm on, but you guys are doing an outstanding job in the caliber when you're talking about defensive cover from home, be it through the bookcase, be it through the refrigerator, shooting through the jugs of water. You guys are running through everything from the 38 to the 9mm to the 45 to the 223 to the 12 gauge, and man, I got to tell you, that's realistic stuff.
it's been fun to do. It's you know, it's not a test. It's not the kind of thing where, you know, last year we did a demonstration which was a much more objective clinical comparison of different calibers through a simulated house in terms of drywall with the appropriate spaces and things like that. This year we're just sort of doing some things that people may never have seen before in a way that's really what we're calling demonstrations, and it's giving people some things to think about, some ideas. If you thought a refrigerator was going to stop a bullet, well, over the last couple of weeks you've figured out that it's probably not going to, unless you happen to get the jugs of milk or soda or water or whatever it is that you actually hit, and it's not the thin metal on the edges of that refrigerator, the insulation, that are doing that job. Conversely, very few books. We demonstrated that very few books will stop almost every defensive round you're likely to use inside
yeah.
of your home.
It does.
It's been fun.
It'll make you think twice about sitting behind the sofa as cover, I'll tell you that much. Okay, I've got an email here. I'm going to try to move quickly because the hour's coming to a close. I hate that. But this comes into Morgan from Jeremy in Kentucky. He says, "Dear Mark, great show once again, but I still can't see the fascination with Glocks. While I freely admit that Mr. Gaston did a really good job of designing a reliable piston that proved to the world that plastic can be used to build a durable pistol frame, when I grip a Glock, I have to wonder, what was he thinking with this grip angle? When I grip a Glock pistol with my eyes closed and pointed at the target, I find that it is pointed way high when I open my eyes. This is not conducive to good shooting, especially under stress. Adding laser grips helps with this." I'm paraphrasing some now. Jeremy, I apologize in the essence of time. The solution that he found is the Smith & Wesson M&P 40 and the M&P 40 Compact. And he goes on to talk about how he equipped the gun. Now, the M&Ps, I've got one too, and they're great guns. I've got them in compact and full size. Morgan, thoughts?
Hey, I'm glad he found a gun that he likes, that fits him. Not every gun is designed to fit every human being. We are different. We interact with the world differently. I've got one word for him. Training. You train yourself and your body to do what you want it to do. If he wants to shoot a Glock, if he wants to shoot a 1911, every gun has a different grip angle if you look at it. I mean, if you want to shoot an old single-action 45 Colt, it's going to have a different grip angle, right? So you've got to train yourself. If you want to have that pointability, you've got to become familiar with your weapon and teach yourself. Nobody's born knowing how to hold a gun and shoot it properly.
Practice, practice, practice.
That's
brother.
Right.
It's what it all gets down to. That's one man's opinion, and we're glad we can bring it to you on Armed American Radio. We have 1 minute left. Mark Hanisch, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was a lot of fun.
And you will come back. Morgan, what else can I say? We'll see you on the round table. You know that. George Hill, always a pleasure. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. Rob, A great 3 hours tonight, man.
Awesome show. Great to be here. Glad to be part of the family. I'm going to spend the week in California teaching. See you next time.
You better believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. That was Rob Pincus, George Hill, Morgan Boatman, and Mark Hanisch. Next week, your worst nightmare comes true and you have to react to defend your life. We're going to be talking about it with an individual who was there. He will be in the studio with me. It is a program you do not want to miss. Join us next week. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.